Hey guys, we're back at it again, Attack the Attack 360 podcast. I just want to give everyone a big special thanks and shout out that, hey, if you're following the podcast, you're sharing the podcast, really, really appreciate it. Again, without you guys, this isn't possible. I can't do it without y'all, okay? Numbers keep growing and I really appreciate that. Also, if you have any questions or if you want to talk about martial arts or whatever, you guys could hit me up. Go to the website at attacktheattack360.com or .net. Again, I'm also in the process of updating the new website, making a new website. At the same time, you can still go to it, send a message on there, an email, or you can go to attacktheattack360@gmail.com. That's a direct email for the podcast, and I can answer any questions that you may have or talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. And again, you know, if you feel like someone could benefit from the podcast, please share it, you know, share it with them. And again, we're on all platforms now. We just picked up what is called Podvine, and on Podvine you can actually have conversation on that podcast or about that podcast. So like, say for instance, you listen to the podcast on Podvine and you want to make a comment or have a start a conversation, and someone else, or if someone else is also listening on Podvine, and you can have conversations about the podcast also with me. You can also hit me up on Podvine and anyone could jump in and read the message and ask questions and whatnot on that podcast host, which is pretty cool, you know. And again, the name of that is Podvine. It's pretty cool, right? So check it out. If even though you're listening to the podcast on, like, just say Spotify or Google or on Apple, but if you know, just to have a conversation with other listeners, including myself, you can do it on Podvine. Or again, like I said, you can go to my email at attacktheattack360@gmail.com. All right, guys. We're going to talk about back to school, right? Kids are going back to school. You know, it's going to get a little crazy, right? You know, the first couple of days trying to, you know, redo the scheduling and try to get there on time. And, you know, depending on how old your child is or how old your teen is, or they're no longer a teen, they're in college, right? There's stuff that we have to watch out for. As a parent, as, you know, you love your children, you know, you give them helpful hints or you take care of them in whatever way possible. And you just give little pointers here and there, right? So I'm going to share a little safety tips that, you know, you guys could do with your child or your young adult. And, you know, hey, take it for what it's worth, right? Either you think that's a good idea or it's not a good idea. It's up to y'all. But here we go, right? So if you have little ones, we're talking about like kindergarten and all the way up to like maybe sixth, seventh grade, right? If you're dropping off your kid at school, hey, you know what? Great. Just be safe on the highways. Be safe on the roads, on the back roads, whatever it is that you're driving, however you get there, just be safe. No need to speed, okay? Because that's how accidents happen. And then plus, if you leave a little early, you don't have to speed, right? Child gets to school on time, and then you're able to get to work. If you don't work, well, hey, more power to you. You know, you just go drop off your kid, and then you run your errands. Get them all out of the way in the morning. Then you go home and do what you need to do. But at that time, you know, again, just be safe on the road. You know, if you see students or if you see parents walking with their kids on the sidewalks, just be aware. Pay attention at the crosswalks. Stop at all the signs. Remember, yellow light means to slow down or yield. Okay, it doesn't mean to go faster. All right, but at the same time, it does, you know, if you have to stop, you have to stop, you know, you just have to wait, you know. It's just a caution light, so just be safe there. So guys, and you see the flashing lights, you know, slow down. If you get in school zones, slow down. You come up to a, what do you call those crosswalks, where, I forgot what they're called. Sheesh. The crossing guard, there you go. Be safe. Watch out for the crossing guards too. They're getting out there to put a stop sign so you could stop and let the kids walk past. Now, I know that there was an incident a while back, last year, where this car just wasn't paying attention. She was on her phone or whatever, and she almost hit the student, the child that was walking, and the crossing guard actually grabbed her and jumped out of the way so the car wouldn't hit either one of them, right? So just keep that in mind. Just pay attention to the roads. Put your phones down while you're driving and taking your kids to school. All right, if you're walking your child to school, be safe. Stay on, you know, the side. Stay on the sidewalk. If you're walking on an area where there's no sidewalk, then you would walk on the opposite end, right? The other side of the traffic, so you can see the traffic coming, okay? But at the same time, always watch, pay attention to your surroundings. You never know what's going on out there, okay? And when I say that, there has been abductions, right? So pay attention. If you're walking your child to school, again, have a little something on you. Mace, pepper spray, whistle, something. Something to get attention, right? Something to help you defend your attack away from your attacker. Defend yourself from your attacker, all right? So just keep that in mind. Older kids, right? Let's just say teenagers. Again, right? If you're going to get on the bus, hey, follow the rules of the bus. Don't be that jerk that's making noise, distracting the bus driver, or teasing other kids or anything like that on the bus. There's no need for that, okay? Don't be that bully. But at the same time, just, you know, follow the rules. Be cautious of your surroundings. You know, just, I remember a lot of that stuff when I used to ride the bus when I was little. Yeah, you're able to talk and, you know, goof off a little bit, but at the same time, don't make it to where you distract the bus driver. That's not cool, okay? Because he's driving you guys and y'all's life are in his hands. So just keep that in mind. Again, if you're walking by yourself to school, pay attention to your surroundings. I would strongly suggest you walk in groups, a group of friends all together. If you live in the same area, you guys are walking to school. If you're riding with your friends in their car, maybe they're driving. Again, don't act like fools on the road. Pay attention to the road, okay? Watch your surroundings. A little helpful hint here. Now, parents, keep this in mind. Pay attention to your child's vehicle if you have a vehicle for them. This also goes for college students. If your child is in college, and of course they're driving, but they still live at home, take a gander at the car. I said gander, right? Take a look at the car. So what a big thing is now is that sex traffickers are marking the vehicles. They were just doing, or they still are, right? Where you have like a little sticky sticker on the license plate, somewhere on the car, maybe a little magnet with a tracker. Now they're starting to put like extra things, like tying a plastic bag on the bumper, you know, like on the truck, you know, that has like the little hooks for towing. Sometimes they'll tie a little bag around there or on the back bumper. Put a zip tie on the door handle on the passenger side so that way the driver doesn't see it. So they're just look for any odd markings or any odd things that are on the vehicle, okay, such as a plastic bag being tied to the car, a zip tie being done on the car, any type of marking on the car or truck or whatever that your child is driving or your young adult that is driving. Pay close attention to that. you know, and that not just for, you know, the your children, but, you know, if you're a single parent, ladies, pay attention to your car. Do a walk around when you're at home. Take a look around your car. If you're leaving work and you feel like something's not right, have somebody with you to help you look around your car and or walk you to your vehicle. You know, and it's not just for women, right? For, you know, sex trafficking. I'm noticing, especially going to El Paso and visiting family, that even boys, young adults, young men, are being kidnapped for sex trafficking. So guys, you know, tell your son or your young teen or your college kid that's, you know, he's your son and he's in college, right? Tell him to keep a lookout on the vehicle. It could also be marked as well. So that's another thing. Now, of course, you know, this last year, right before summer, there was a lot of shootings going on. So now the schools are trying to make plans for the, you know, the school just in case another active shooter ends up happening. So, you know, just keep that in mind. The schools are doing what they can to try and keep your child safe. At the same time, ask those questions too. Ask the school those questions. Hey, what is the precautions that you guys are taking? If you're concerned about that, or you should be concerned about that. I know I would be. Again, you know, if just a quick, you know, little helpful hint, just to tell your kids, hey, you know, just in case the school doesn't have something, this is what I want you to do. You know, if there's an active shooter in the school, flip the desk over and hide behind the desk, okay? Figure out a way to keep the door locked, you know, put the desk or something behind the door and stay behind in that classroom, stay covered and protected. Try to get out the windows if you can. You know, so it's just little helpful hints, right? But at the same time, I hate to say it, but you have to be aware. You got to pay attention to all your surroundings. And, you know, our kids, you know, sometimes they're not doing that. They're not paying attention. So, you know, just keep that in mind, right? Just tell them little, say, hey, this is what you need to do. Just do this. And then if they have a plan, follow that plan, okay? But these are little things that you could do. You know, hide behind the desk, barricade the door. If you're able to get out the window, get out the window to safety, okay? Again, most every kid has a cell phone now. So then tell them to call 911. Make that phone call. Try to give a description. Try to tell them what school there is. Try to stay calm during that whole situation. I know it's hard. It's easier said than done. But, you know, with some schools are actually doing drills to practice for that, which is crazy. I mean, I just remember all we did was fire drills, you know, and that was it. Now we have to do active shooter drills. So pay attention to those, okay? Tell your kid if they have one, pay attention to it. Follow the rules, follow the procedures. Same thing when if you have young adults that are in college. You know, you guys are going back to school. If you didn't, you know, if you took a summer break, if you didn't, hey, you're still got another semester coming up. So please pay attention to your surroundings. Please keep an eye on your vehicle for any markings, right? Going back to young teens and also young kids, if they're walking to school, do not accept any rides from strangers. Even if that driver has, you know, I hate to say that, right? They have candy, they have a puppy, those are the common, right? But if the stranger is a male, if he's attractive, come on now, right? Really? No. If it's a female driver and she's attractive, come on, guys. No, don't get in the car, right? I hate to say it like that, but that's the way it is nowadays. So no telling who they are. Complete stranger, don't get in the damn car. Don't get in the vehicle at all costs. Now, if there's more people in one vehicle asking if you want to ride in this, you know, take off running. Don't even bother, because one of them could jump out and grab you, right? So just keep that in mind. What do you have to do? Stay in a crowded area, walk with friends, always have your phone ready. Don't be walking looking at your phone. Don't be looking down, pay attention to your surroundings. Always watch your surroundings, right? If the car is in one direction and you need to run, run the opposite direction. If they turn around or if they back up, run the opposite direction of if they're facing you or going towards you. Always go the opposite direction, okay? Always try and go and get away. Go run into a crowd, you know, like I said, in an area like a store, a gas station. Run up to someone's, I don't want to say run up to someone's house, but run and try to get to where there's actually people around that can also help you, okay? So again, college students, you guys are going back to school, going back doing another semester. Again, pay attention to your vehicles. If you're riding a bus, pay attention to your surroundings. If someone's harassing you, you can easily get up and walk towards the bus driver. They can radio for help if you're being harassed or assaulted, and do what you need to do to protect yourself. excuse me. I know this is a lot of information. This is a lot of repetitive information. I understand that, you know, we tell our kids these things on how to handle situations, but it doesn't hurt to reinforce it, right? It doesn't hurt to say it again, all right? So, hey, you know, it's like you tell your kid, hey, you know, be safe, have a good day, no fights. If you see a fight, walk away from it, you know, or go get help, do what you need to do, but don't fight, right? You know, we have our kids training in martial arts, whether it's competition and sport, or it's actually mixed martial arts, or actually self-defense, whatever it is, we don't want them to fight, okay? So always watch your 360, right? Always pay attention. Again, you know, guys, just pay attention. There's a lot of things going on, right? Kids, if you see something, you know, tell your kids. If they see something out of the ordinary, if someone even talks about bringing a weapon to school, a knife, a gun, a taser, something, right? A little keychain weapon, whatever it is. You know, tell them. If you see something that is not right, report it, right? Because we don't need no other incidents at any school. Okay, if someone's talking about hurting another student or even killing another student, tell them to report it. Tell them to say, hey, you know, this is what he's saying. It's not right. I don't know what's going on. You know, before things get out of hand, I want to, you know, let a teacher know, you know, and that's what you guys need to do. You need to tell your children to report it. I mean, I understand, right? We used to grow up with that snitches get stitches kind of thing, but you know, I'd rather mention to a teacher that someone's planning on hurting someone else, or if I see a fight or if I see a weapon of any sort, I would want to report it, because hey, you know, you never know, other people could get hurt, I could, you know, you can get hurt, I can get hurt, someone could get hurt, right? So do what you need to do. Report it, talk about it. That way, none of this stuff would happen, right? Or try to prevent it from happening, basically. And it's hard. I know it's hard, but it's something that we need to do. We need to talk to our kids. We need to tell them, hey, you know, it doesn't look right. Report it, right? If you know, if you see something, report it. If someone's giving you a hard time, report it, right? If you're being picked on or Harassed, okay, you can defend yourself, but to a limit, right? There's always that limit. And that's where not only adults, but we need to explain it to our kids as well, that when defending yourself in a physical altercation, okay, there is such a thing as overdoing it, crossing that boundary, crossing that line, okay? Because even though if you're defending yourself from someone who's harassing you, verbally harassing you, then they start physically harassing you, physically assaulting you, and if you do something about it, but you put them, if you hurt them really bad, then the one who's actually doing self-defense could get in more trouble than anything else. And especially nowadays with everyone having phones, including our kids, because that's the first thing they want to do, is pull out their phone and, oh, World Star, or on TikTok, or on any social media that they're doing nowadays. That's the first thing they do, is they pull out their phone and want to record it instead of getting help. And you need to explain that to them, that getting help is more important than recording it. Almost everyone there is over there recording it. Don't be that one. Go get help. Do what you need to do to stop that situation before it gets out of hand. Okay? And, you know, of course, if someone gets out of hand, I'm pretty sure there'll be retaliation. There's always a revenge or a retaliation against a person who, hurt the other one really bad. So you have to really talk about that. You really have to figure out how to come up with a neutral ground. And the best thing to do is walk away or go get help. Don't get into that situation. All right. So again, be careful when you're dropping off your kids. This is going to be a short podcast. It's just quick little helpful hints. I know you parents are out there, getting stuff situated. You know, you're trying to get back on that schedule to where you put the kids to bed early, or if they're little, right? If they're teenagers, hey, you know what? Whatever curfew you give them or whatever bedtime you give them, make sure you got enough time to where they wake up, they get ready, they go to school, they're on time. You're on time for work. You being safe, dropping them off. You being safe, driving them to school or driving to work, whatever it is. Explain to them, hey, just be careful that you love them. And, you know, you at the end of the day, you want to hear about their day. That's mostly what we want for our kids, right? We want to interact by, hey, I love you. Please be safe. Have a good day at school. If there's anything out of the ordinary, make the best judgment. Give them any rules, right? Tell them how to protect themselves. And then at the end of the day, you know, hear about their day. Talk to them. Interact with them. You know, it's, hey, tell me about your day. What classes did you have? How was that class? How was that teacher? How was your friends? You know, did you make any friends? Did you have a good day? Or if not, hey, tomorrow will be a better day. You know, you just interact with your kids and talk to them and make them feel comfortable. Make them feel like, hey, this is, you know, not only loved and cared about, but that you're really interested in everything that they're doing. Okay? It makes a big difference. I know we've talked about this before. A lot of people out there don't really do that. That's why I'm saying it. It becomes to where they get so focused in, okay, I gotta work, I gotta come home, don't bother me, I'm busy, I gotta cook dinner, I gotta wash clothes, I gotta do this, I gotta do that, whatever it is. But you have to make time after school, after work, to talk with your kids. Even if it's making dinner, make dinner together, right? If they don't have homework, make dinner together, set up the table, eat together like a family. Don't say, hey, go to your room and eat, or watch TV in the living room, or eat dinner in the living room while I'm here eating and doing something else. No, we all have to take that moment, pay attention to our kids, help them out with any situation that they have on their chest and that they need to verbally get it out, so they can feel comfortable coming home to a safe place. Okay. That's all there is to it. All right. I mean, I don't know what else to say. And that's basically just going straight forward and saying, hey, let's watch out for our kids, give our kids helpful little hints that can they can take care of themselves and be safe when they're going back to school and to enjoy a good school year. And at the same time, when they come home, we want to know what's going on. Not because we're being nosy, because we care and we love our kid and we want our kids to know that we're there for them no matter what. Okay. Keep in mind too that if they are doing training, and you know, there's a lot of martial arts schools that do after school pickup, and they know the rules that, hey, only my instructor is picking me up, and it's a group of us going to the karate school, whatever school it is, and you're going and picking up your kid at the karate school, at least you know they're safe, they're interacting, they're training, they should be doing their homework there, they should, you know, all these things. And then at the end of the day, you talking to them about their training and having dinner and having a good time and talking about how their day went, okay? And the kids, you want to know that if they are training in martial arts or they're doing after-school activities, sports, or bands or anything like that, you want to know that schedule. You want to be on top of that schedule. You always want to be there for your child if you have to go pick them up at school or at practice or any function that they're doing, right? Always be on time. Don't be late. If you're running late, let them know, and so that can make an arrangement with friends, not by themselves. Okay, we don't want to, yes, maybe they're old enough to do stuff on their own, but at the same time, they're teenagers or they're kids or they're young adults, whatever they are, they need to be safe. And then there's always safer in, you're always safer in numbers. Okay. All right, guys. So, you know, hit me up when you guys get a chance. Again, you can reach out to me at attacktheattack360.net or .com. You can also send me a message at attacktheattack360@gmail.com. And that's just a direct email. If you have any info, or if you want to share some ideas for a podcast that you're interested in hearing about. And again, you know, if you just have questions, I'm more than willing to help out as best as I can. Or if you're in the local San Antonio area and you have some opinions or some, or if you need some recommendations for some martial arts schools, especially that does after school stuff, and you know, that you could put your child in case, you know, they want to try something different, especially in sport or competition wise, I can also send you info. Again, guys, be safe, be blessed, and watch your 360. I'm out.